Hey, what's going on, guys? Today I'm going to talk about a topic that's really not brought up often enough. People often worry about things that might go missing when they buy a new home, but what they don't realize is, more often than they think, they actually get more than what they bargained for. So what exactly should you expect in your new home once you close and take possession? Well, sellers are supposed to remove all of their possessions out of the home and make sure that the property is completely broom swept clean. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily always the case. There are some things that people find in the house, some that are worse than others.
Common things left behind.
Unfortunately, this past year, I had multiple clients who dealt with homes that they purchased that still had things left behind by the seller. Sometimes the seller forgot them, sometimes they thought, hey, maybe it's not that big a deal. Regardless of the situation, it should have been taken care of. Some of the most common things that are left behind in homes are old sleeper sofas. Let's face it, they're heavy, they're cumbersome, they're a pain in the butt to move, so a lot of times people think, oh, maybe they'll want this if I go ahead and leave it. That's probably not the case. If you have one, get it out of the house. Another thing that's super common to find in basements is old refrigerators or old freezers that are no longer working. Again, really heavy, they're huge, they're not easy to move, so people think, probably won't be a big deal if I just leave it down there. Maybe it was already there when they bought the home and they didn't deal with it, but guess what? You need to make sure that you get it out of there unless you have a previous agreement with the buyer that says they're cool with you leaving it in the basement. Nasty stuff left behind. If you're gonna find something left behind in your house, consider yourself lucky if it's those heavy, cumbersome, common things that people leave behind, because these are some of the nasty things that I found in an article that I've linked to in the description on this video. One of those, remember those old refrigerators left in the basement? Well, a lot of times people forget about them. They forget there's food in them, and sometimes it goes rotten, and then you have to deal with a horrible, foul-smelling mess once you move into your new home. Not only that, there was a story about somebody who found an old tooth in a medicine cabinet in their house and a bottle of liquid used to help their dogs know where to go pee. That stuff didn't smell great at all, and guess what? It leaked out everywhere under their kitchen sink and made a horrible mess. Now, those two things are probably pretty disgusting, but that doesn't hold a candle to what one other person found in their house. They found a flesh tone colored cone hidden in the wall with the bathtub plumbing. I think you know what I mean. Good things left behind. Now, sometimes sellers leave good things behind, either intentionally or unintentionally. One person actually found a brand new KitchenAid mixer and 4 boxes of collectible Christmas ornaments in their house. They tried contacting the seller, weren't able to do so they ended up selling the kitchen mixer and giving away the Christmas ornaments. Not only that, I've actually read other stories where people have left a bottle of champagne and some glasses for the new owners, and I've even heard from one of my own clients before that they got a personal note from the seller welcoming them to their new home. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast. If you know any other stuff that's been left behind in people's homes when they've purchased them, let me know on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.